Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Ches Reishir, sponsored by Avi and Yael Eisenberg. The Zecher Nishmas, Avi's father, whose first yahrzeit is today, Yaakov ben Avram Abba. The Neshama should have an aliyah from the Zechus of our learning, and we thank my sister and brother-in-law very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding at the very top of daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and today we're going to discuss, we're continuing in this very first Mishnah of Ezehu Mekoman and analyzing the details of the Mishnah. So first we're going to discuss why it is that when we're listing those things that are Shechitas and Betzafon, why we picked the specific order of the Karbanos that we listed, meaning L'chora we should have first listed that which is most Mefurash and then that which is learned from that which is Mefurash, but it doesn't seem that we followed that order. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we learn from Psukim that even an Olas Ben Bakar requires Tzafon. It doesn't seem that that's at all explicit in the Psukim. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that Shechita and Kabbalah of a Karban Chatas requires Tzafon. How we know that it's required L'chadchila, how we know that it's required L'ikuva, and that the whole thing is going to be possible without it. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have four different possibilities of what the word Oso by Si'ir Nasi is coming to exclude. Whenever you have the word Oso, it's saying that this halacha applies to it, but not to something else. So we know it's not coming to exclude other Si'irim from Tzafon, because other Si'irim also require Tzafon. So why is it by the Si'ir Nasi it says Oso? The Gemara is going to have four possibilities on Amud Beis, and then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss that how we know that Tzafon is Ma'akev for a Karban Ola as well, for the Shechita of an Ola, for the Kabbalah of an Ola. We will prove on Amud Aleph that it's Ma'akev for a Karban Chatos, but how do we know that the same is true by a Karban Ola as well? So let's begin. We're at the very top of the page on daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah said Par Visorish Shel Yom Kippurim is also Shechitasan Batzafon, that the par and sari of Yom Kippurim have to be shechted batzafon. So says Mar Michti, tzafon ba'olaksiv. You know, in the Torah itself, it says the requirements of tzafon by a carbon ola. It says v'shachat oso al yarecham ezbech tzafona. How do I know the din of tzafon by a chatas from a hekish to carbon ola? Because in the parsha of chatas, it tells us b'mekom asher tishachet ola tishachet achatas. It doesn't say explicitly where it says the same place yishach the ola. That's where yishach the chatos. So it's all based on the fact that the Torah already told me that the ola is bitzafon. And therefore, if you're going to teach these dinim, nisni ola beresha, wouldn't it make the most sense to first tell me the din of karban ola? Good. And then once I know the din of karban ola, I'll know the din of karban chatos, which is derived from Ola. Says Gemara, the order of Mishnayis is not in the progression of the Limud, rather Chatas Haidi Dasi Midrasha Chavivale. Very often the order of Mishnayis is based on the Chavivus, on what is most beloved to the Tana, and that which is derived from Midrasha is more beloved to the Tana than that which is explicit in the Torah. Because if it's derived from Midrasha, it required a little bit of work, it has a little bit more of a Chiddush to it, and therefore that's going to come first. Says the Gemara, okay, so you want to put chatos before ola, but v'nisni chatos achitonios. So why, at least we should have first mentioned the din of tzafon by chatos achitonios, the chatos of a yachid, siirei roshei chadashim, mo'ados, and then tell me the din of tzafon by chatos apnimios, the par, the sarish yom kippurim, parim usir manisrafim, because the pasuk b'mekom asher tishachet ola tishachet achatos is said by a chatos yachid. So why would we first tell the din of tzafon by chatos apnimios and only then by the chatos achitzonios? Says Gemara, aydi dinichnas dam lefnai v'lefnim chaviv alei. There's another din of kedima in terms of the way the Mishnah is presented dinim, and that is that which is most chaviv is not only determined by what is derived from midrasha, it's determined by the nature of the carbon as well. The chatos apnimios have some of its dam nizrak in the kodesh hakadoshim, so that is more chaviv to the Tana to mention such things first, because it is more chaviv. So it seems that when ordering the halachos in the Mishnayos, we go with chavivos rather than any other criteria. but there are multiple ways to determine what's called chaviv. Now the Tosos over here in Aydin, the top Tosos, asks the question, why isn't that the Tana didn't first mention Asham before Ola? Asham is also learned from a drasha. So we can write Ola, which is Beferush, at the very end, just like the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Gimel, that if the Tana would be Maktim, that which is learned from a drasha, we would have said Achos Ishto Aksuva Beferush Ba'achrona. We would say that Achos Ishto, which is last, because that's the one that's Beferush. So the Tosfos suggests that since Ola is a carbon that's Shaykh, that will come from the entire Tzibur, we mention it together with Chatos, because the Chatos is also a carbon that's Shaykh to the Tzibur. And then we mention Asham, because it's only Shaykh by a Yachid. So there are other criteria of association that may be a greater consideration than the criteria of Kedima, that we want to associate the Chatos and the Ola with each other, so therefore we want to juxtapose them with each other, as opposed to the Karban Asham, which has different dinim. The Keren Ora asks on this Teretz that if that's the case, why does the Tana mention Shalmei Tzibur together with an Asham? There are Karban Shal Tzibur, it should have been mentioned together with a Chatos and an Ola, which come earlier because they're shaykh to the whole tzibur. So he suggests that the order of the karbanos is lefi rov avodasam. Shalmei tzibur ima asham are shavim ba avodasam. The same amount of avoda. There's a further discussion over here in the Achronim. The Rosh HaMizbeach points out that in Maseches Nedarim, the Gemara asks, why is it that Kinuyei Nedarim, at the very beginning of Maseches Nedarim, Kinuyei Nedarim are mentioned before Yados Nedarim? Because Kinuyim are da'oraisa, and Yados only come from a drasha. And the Ran explains that it's the derech of the Tana to start with that which is most pashut, and once we have the pshut edinim, to then get into more detailed halachos as well. So that sounds like the exact opposite statement to what the Gemara is saying over here, that which is midrasha is chaviv alei, that which is from psukim is less chaviv. So in the Sefer Rosh HaMizbeach, he suggests that since it says beferish b'makom asher tishachet ola tishachet achatos, chatos is also pashut, meaning you just have to put two and two together. It's not like a fancy drasha. Torah says explicitly in ola's b'tzafon, and then it says, oh, by the way, chatos is in exactly the same spot. So it's not so based on that. We would say that they're both pashut. It's just that one of them is pashut and is beferish, and one of them is pashut and from a drasha. But when they're not both pashut, like in the case of nedarim, so we're going to say the pshut edinim before the edinim that are less pashut. Okay, so that is the din of kedima. Says the Gemara, v'tzafona ba'ola hecha ksiva. Where does it say that the shechita of the karban ola is in the tzafon? It says it by the ola tzon, v'shachat osal yarech hamizbeach tzafona. So says Gemara, good, so now I know that an ola tzon requires tzafon. Ashkechan ben tzon ben bakar minalan. But where do we find that an olas bakar also has to be shechted by tzafon? Amar Krag, because in the parsha of Ola it says v'im min hatzon. So the fact that it says v'im min hatzon, and before the parsha of Ola's tzon, it talks about the parsha of Ola's bakar. So whatever we're about to say about the Ola's tzon, the vav mosif alinyan rishon. The vav connects the dinim that are stated by Ola's tzon to the previous parsha, which was about Ola's bakar. V'yilman elyon mitachton, and through that we can learn out the dinim of Ben Bakar, which is in the Elyon, the previous parsha, from the dinim that it says by Ola's tzon. Says Gemara, that's great. That works very well if you assume that a vav is mosif, and therefore you can learn Elyon mitachton. But if you hold that two things cannot be learned one from the other just because of the vav, then ma'ika lemeima. Then how I'm still stuck trying to figure out how I know that Ola's Bakar requires tzafon. But who says there's such a shita that you can't learn through a vav elyon mitachton? Oh, detanya, because we have a brisa that says by Asham Talui that if a person is not sure about a chiyuv of a karban chatos, so halacha is he brings an Asham Talui. So the pasuk says v'im nefesh, that it says v'im nefesh So then he brings an Asham Talui. So that is mentioned after the parsha of Asham Mi'ilos, of someone who gets Hana'a from Hegdish Bishogeg. So we learn L'chayiv al Safik Mi'ilos Asham Talui Div Rabbi Akiva, that you're chayiv even on Safik Mi'ilos, you're chayiv an Asham Talui according to Rabbi Akiva. V'cham potrin, cham say Safik Mi'ilos, you don't bring an Asham Talui. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? My love, v'agam miflgi. Mar Savar Lemaidin, Mar Savarin Lemaidin. Rabbi Akiva holds that any time you have a Vav, that's Mosif. So just like whatever's written in the later Parsha, we can learn from what's written in the earlier Parsha, so too whatever's written in the earlier parsha teaches can be learned. I'm sorry. So too we can learn out, just like we can learn out halachos of the later parsha from the earlier parsha. So too we can learn out halachos of the earlier parsha from the later parsha. So the vav of im nefesh that it says by the Asham Talui is being mosif onto the parsha of Mi'ilos and telling me that you bring an Asham Talui on a suffik Mi'ila as well. Umar Savrein Lemaidin, and the Chum say that no, you cannot learn from the vav that is mosif. You can't, so you don't bring an Asham Talui on a suffik Mi'ila. So according to the Chacham, that the vav doesn't connect the parshios in this way to learn Elyon Mitachton. So now we're still back with our question, how do I know that an Olas Bakar requires Tzafon? The Vav isn't going to do it. So Amar Rav Papa Dekuli Alma Lemaidin. We're misunderstanding the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Both Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim hold you can learn they both hold that you can learn from the Vav that's Mosif. The Hainu time of the Rabbanan. You know why the Rabbanan say that Safik Mi'ilos is Pater from an Asham Talui? It's because Ne'mar Kan Mitzvos. It says by Asham Talui the word Mitzvos. So Sa'achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Asher Lo Te'asena. V'ne'mar Bechatos Chelev Mitzvos. And it says Bechatos Chelev, which is just a way of saying a regular Karban Chatos. It says by regular Karban Chatos. So Chelev is like the classic Isser for which you're Chayev Chatos. So we call it Chatos Chelev. It says Mitzvos. It says Basosa Achas mi mitzvos Hashem Asholotayasena. So we have this Kzeir Shava. Mala Halon, just like by Chatos Chel Dover Shechev Nos Don the Karsal Shulgas Chatos, you're only Chayiv a Karban Chatos for that which is that which you'd be Chayiv Kares if you did it be Mezid. Afkan by Hashem Talui also, you'd only be Chayiv on Shechev Nos Don the Karsal Shulgas Chatos. On Isra that, if you did it be Mezid, you'd be Chayiv Kares and Shogi would be Chayiv Chatos. So when you don't know if you did it, bring an Asham Talui. The Isra Mi'ilo, you don't get Kares, Al Zdono, or Chatos, Al Shigaso. So that's why the Chacham say that you don't bring an Asham Talui, Al Sveiko. That's what the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham is about, but everyone holds that you can learn the Vav. V'Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva who says that you are Chayiv an Asham Talui on a Safik Mi'ila, even though you're not Chayiv Kares on Mi'ila B'mezid, what does he learn from this Gezer Shav of Mitzvos, meaning now that we've introduced this Gezer Shava, so now we're going to need to explain Rabbi Akiva, who apparently doesn't learn this din from the Gezer Shava of the Safik Mi'ila being Pater from Nashem Talui. Rabbi Akiva holds he's Chayiv in Nashem Talui. So now what he'll learn from the Gezer Shava is the following: Mala Halan Kavua Afkan B'Kavua. That just like by Echatas Chelev, we're talking about a carbon Kavua. Doesn't matter how poor or rich you are, you bring the same animal. So too by an Asham Talui, you have to bring it when you have a suffix bikavua, when you're not sure about an avera that had you done it bivadai, you would bring a chatas kavua. Lafuk echatas to Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav to Olav Yorehu, as opposed to someone who's uncertain whether he violated an isra of entering the Mikdash Betuma, or he's not sure if he ate Kodesh Betuma. If he knew that he had violated that for sure, he'd be chayv karban Olav Yored. So since bivadai, it would be chayv karban Olav Yored, not a kavua, so therefore he's not chayv Nashim Talui Bisveko. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who used this Kzeir Shava to tell me that you're only chayv Nashim Talui on something that's dono kares v'shigos achatas, why don't they say like Rabbi Akiva that we should use the Gzeir Shava to tell me that you only bring an Asham Talui on that which is kavua and not that which is not kavua. Na ein gzer shava lemechza. They will tell you that there's no gzer shava that only teaches some of the dinim from one parsha to the other. So just like by Yashim Tali, we learn from Chatas Chelev through this gzer shava that you only bring it on something that's vada uchatas and chatas kavua. We also learn that you only bring it on something that's donokaris and shugas uchatas, meaning it's the same. We can learn both things from the gzer shava because that's what gzer shavas are built to do, to teach all of the halachas from one to the other. So you're right, you're only chayv a karbon chatas on something that's donokaris shugas uchatas. Good, so you're only going to be chayv nashim tali on donokaris shugas uchatas, and therefore you're not going to be chayv nashim tali on a suffik mi'ila. But and we still have room to learn that you're not going to be chayv nashim tali on a suffik tumas mikdash shukdashav, because that is not a chatas kavua when you do it, when you have done it for sure. Rabbi Akiva nami ein gzer shavu lemechza. But wait, doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree that ain gzeira shava lemechza, that you can't learn a gzeira shava halfway? So why doesn't he also learn from the gzeira shava that you should bring an ashim tali on a suffik only on something that's dono kares? Why does he think even on meila you would bring an ashim tali, even on a suffik meila? Ain achinami. You're right. He would hold that a gzeira shava has to be complete. A third explanation of what exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chabin. Rabbi Akiva savar v'im nefesh ksiv vav mosif al inyan rishon. Rabbi Akiva holds that since by Ashim Tali it says v'im nefesh, we learn that the vav is being mosif in the parsha of Ashim Tali on what is said previously, which is the parsha of Me'ilos. And therefore it's telling me that you dafka do bring an Ashim Tali even on a suffek mi'ila. So that's therefore mevarer to us that even though normally ein gzer shava lemechza, over here it's an exception to the rule. Because we have a competing drasha telling us, don't learn everything from this gzer shava. So you're right. In principle, the gzer shava should have taught me that you are not chayiv and ashim taloi on a suffek mi'ila. But we have an extra vav to tell me, yes, you are. That you are chayiv and ashim taloi on a suffek mi'ila. Aiv rabbanan nami yaksiv v'im nefesh. It's going to keep on going back and forth until we come to some sort of conclusion. Right? The rabbanan also, they have that vav in their Torah as well. So why don't they learn from v'im nefesh to tell me that we're not going to apply the gzeira shava to the din of mi'ila? So lema b'hakam ifgi. Demar savar hekesh adif, umar savar gzeira shava adif. No, this is a broader machlokas. That when you have a hekesh and a gzeira shava that are competing against each other, which is what you have over here, the vav is being makish the two parshios to each other and telling me that, you know, if we're linking Ashim Tali to Mi'ila, so you're going to bring an Ashim Tali even on a suffik Mi'ila. The Gzer Shav is telling me, no, separate them out, that you don't bring an Ashim Tali on a suffik Mi'ila. So what do you do when you reach such a stalemate between a Gzer Shav and a Hekish? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Kiva holds, when the limud from the Hekish is so serious, a limud from a gzera shava, the limud from the hekish is the more powerful limud. So the vav is the limud from the hekish that overpowers the gzera shava, and therefore in this case yesh gzera shava lemechza. Whereas the chacham hold the limud from the gzera shava is mevatel the limud from the hekish. It's more powerful than the limud from the hekish. Says the Gemara, lo. No, maybe that's not true at all. Du kulei alma the hekish adif. Maybe everyone agrees a hekish would overpower a gzera shava. The amilach rabbanan, over here the rabbanan would tell you that the gzera shava is still going to apply and not the vav, that not the hekish, because tachton hu degamer me'elyon la'asham bekesef shkalin. The parsha of Ashim Tali is we learn things from the parsha of Ashim Tali from the parsha of Mi'ila, which precedes it, that just like your chayv na Ashim Mi'ila, that you have to buy bekesef shkalim, you have to buy something that's worth shnei slaim for the Ashim Mi'ila, so too by the Ashim Tali you have to buy something worth shnei slaim. Shelo tomar lo yehi sveiko chamer mivada'u, because you might have said otherwise. You might have said that the suffik of this avera that's dono kares should not be more strict than the vade, than someone who knows for sure that he had violated the avera. Mavada'u chatas bas danka, just like when you're chayev vade chatas, a chatas has to be worth a ma'a kesef, a tiny amount of money. Af Sveiko Asham Bardanka. So you might think that an Asham Talui only has to be worth a Bardanka. So that's why I need the Hekesh to tell me that the Asham Talui is linked to the Asham Ilos, to tell me that it has to be worth Shnei Slaim. It's just counterintuitive, because when I know for sure I did the Avera, I could bring a Chatos Bastanka. Tiny amount of money I could spend on a carbon Chatos. I'm not certain if I did the Avera. Now all of a sudden I got to spend Shnei Slaim. I have to spend more money. So it says in of Rabbi Kiva, where does he learn this din that you bring an Ashram Talui that's worth Shnei Slaim? Nafkalei mi Zos Torah HaAsham. He learns it from the Pasuk Zos Torah HaAsham, Torah Achas L'Kol HaAshamos, that all Ashamos have the same halacha, that just like an Ashram Ilos cost Shnei Slaim, so to all the Ashamos require a cost of Shnei Slaim. Now, Maseches Menachos, there's a machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Shimon whether every carbon that says the words Zos Toras is considered, we view it as if we are being makish all everything that's shayich to that category of carbon, and we learn the din in one from the other. Meaning that's the drasha we just made, that since it says Zos Toras Asham, all of the Ashamos have the same din, that you need to spend Shnei Slaim on them, even though it doesn't say it by all of the Ashamos. So it only says it by the Asham Ilos. So it says, "Var Tenach Mandi Islei Toras." Yes, if you learn like Rabbi Shimon in Maseches Menachos that every carbon that says Zos Toras is a broad hekish, that everything in that category can be linked to each other and learned from each other, so then your drasha is fantastic. But if you do not hold of Zos Toras, meaning you hold like the Chachamim, who do not think that the phrase Zos Toras necessarily links everything in that category, so how do you know that other Hashamos have to cost Shnei Slaim? So Gamar Be'erkecha Be'erkecha. Now, because by Hashem Mi'ilos, the Pasuk says, Ve'hivyas Hashamo La'Hashem Ayotam Menatzon Be'erkecha, and by Hashem Gzelos, it says, Ves Hashamo Yavad Hashem Ayotam Menatzon Be'erkecha, and by Hashem Tali, it says, Ve'vi Ayotam Menatzon Be'erkecha. So from the fact that it says Be'erkecha, by each of them, we learn that just like Hashem Mi'ilos has to cost Shnei Slaim, so too, Hashem Mi'ilos, Hashem Tali, also has to cost Shnei Slaim. Yeah, that works very well when it says Be'erkecha, but not every Asham says Be'erkecha. You know, if you're going to say a drasha, Zos Toras. Good, Zos Toras Asham. So all Ashamos are included, and you don't have to analyze each parsha of an Asham. But once you're saying that it's a Gzer Shava, Be'erkecha, it's only in those places where it actually uses the term Be'erkecha. Asham Shufcha Charufa Deloksiv Be'erkecha. By the Asham Shufcha Charufa, it doesn't say the word Be'erkecha. Ma'ikel Meimar. How do I know that the Asham Shufcha Charufa also has to cost Shnei Slaim? Gomer Be'el Be'el. That's another Gzer Shava. It says by the Asham Ilos Vakoy Nichaperlov Be'el Ha'asham, and it says by the Shufcha Charufa Vechiperlov Vakoyin Be'el Ha'asham. So that Gzer Shava teaches me that just like Asham Ilos has to cost Shnei Slaim, so too the Asham Shufcha Charufa also has to cost Shnei Slaim. So at one point the Gemara thought that the whole machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chabim is when you have a Gzer Shava and a Hekish that conflict with each other, which one carries the day? And then the Gemara said, no, to Kuli Alma, Hekish Adif. Everyone says that a Hekish overpowers a Gzeres Shava. The Marit Al-Ghazi in Maseches Bechoros explains that when we say that a Hekish is Adif, that's only when you're going to learn a Chumrah from the Hekish, to be Mechayev Nashim Talui on a Safik Mi'ila, and the Gzeres Shava would have taught me a Kula, that you're not Chayev Nashim Talui on a Safik Mi'ila. But when the Hekish is not coming to teach a Chumrah, it could be that a Hekish does not overpower a Gzeres Shava, meaning he's sort of limiting the applicability of the klal over here. It's not that there's a klal that Hekish is automatically stronger than Gzer Shava. You also need to consider what the Hekish is teaching and what the Gzer Shava is teaching. Which one is a Chumrah? Which one is a Kula? And based on that, he says, we can answer Tosus Kasha. Tosus raises the Kasha, Dibra Maskel de Kulei, that in Gittin, on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, it seems clear in the Gemara that the Gzer Shava overpowers the Hekish, because over there, the Gzer Shava comes to be Machmir, and the Eino Meshukhrar, and the Chumrah, we prefer a Gzer Shava over a Hekish. But he then suggests another possibility. But anyway, that's the suggestion of the Marit Al Ghazi. Okay, says the Gemara further now. The Mishnah went on to say that the shechting of the Karban Chatos, Kabbalah's dam of the Karban Chatos, has to be Bitzafon. Okay, how do I know that? So Chatos Minolan de Bayit Tzafon. Where do we see in the Torah that Karban Chatos requires Tzafon? We alluded to this before. The Torah says explicitly, Shech the Chatos exactly where you shechted the Ola, and it said explicitly that you shechted the Ola and the Tzafon. Okay, good. There's no arguing that. Ashkicha and Shechita. That's a perfectly great source that Shechita of a Chatos requires Tzafon. Kabbalah minolan. How do I know that the Kabbalah's hadam of the Karban Chatos has to be b'tzafon? Tichsiv v'lokach ha-kohen midama be'etzba'o. That the Kohen takes from the dam with his finger. So the Chum learned that this lekicha is a reference to Kabbalah's hadam. So you have to read the pasuk as if it's connected to the end of the previous pasuk. B'makom ha'ola v'lokach ha-kohen. That yeah, you shech the Chatos b'makom ha'ola. That's one thing. But then also use the phrase b'mekom ha'ola for the next pasuk b'mekom ha'ola v'lakach ha'kohen, that in the place where you have the ola also you should have a lakach ha'kohen, you should have the kabbalah sadam of the karban chatas. Mekabel atzmo minalan. How do I know that the person who's being mekabel the dam has to be b'tzafon? Maybe he can stand a little bit in the darom, stick his hand into the tzafon so that the kabbalah is happening in the tzafon, but he is in the darom. Amakra v'lakach. Pasuk says v'lakach ha'kohen. So we read it as if it says lo kach, that the kohen has to take himself, that he has to move his body to that place. So that's how we know that the kohen himself has to be b'tzafon. So now I've learned that when it comes to the chatos, the shechita has to be b'tzafon, the kabbalah has to be b'tzafon, the kohen has to be b'tzafon. Yes, l'chadchila, but how do I know that any of that is ma'akev? The rule by kachem is always, you need shana alav hakosav la'akev. So ashkel mitzvah la'akev minayin. How do I know that all of these dinim of tzafon are ma'akev? That we learn from a different pasuk. It says by the seir that a nasi brings for his avera v'shachat also b'makom asher yishchates ha'ola. So if it's telling me just that he has to shecht it b'tzafon, that's already extra, because we learn from the fact that it says by seira that a yachid brings v'shachates ha'chatos b'makom ha'ola that all chataos are shechted b'tzafon. So it must be telling me that the din of tzafon is ma'akev, meaning I don't need it to teach me what the pasuk is actually saying, that the chatos of the nasi is shechted b'tzafon, all chatos are shechted b'tzafon. I already know that. So it must be that this is our shana alav hakasav la'akev. Vitanya. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that's going to darshan from that pasuk, the din tzafon, by chatos to be ma'akev. Vitanya. We have a brisa. V'shachatos b'makom asher yishchat. We said the pasuk teaches us that you shecht the karban chatos in exactly the same place you shecht the ola. Heichan ola nishchata. And where is the ola shechted? The brisa tells us. This we know already. But tzafon, we know that it's b'tzafon because the Torah says so. So avzeh b'tzafon. So therefore, this is teaching me that the chatos is also shechted b'tzafon. So says Gemara, v'chini kan atalamad. Are you able to learn from this pasuk by the Seir Nasi that the shechitas b'tzafon v'lo kvar nemar? But it already says b'makom asher tishachet ola tishachet achatos, that you should shecht the ola in exactly where you shecht the chatos. And from there we learn that the Seir Nasi has to be done b'tzafon because it's also included in chataos halamayatza. So why is it that the seir nasi is singled out? Again, the same issue. The Bryce is dealing with the same issue the Gemara just dealt with. That we already have a general rule, a general pasuk that all chataos are exactly where you shech the yola, which means batzafon. So why would the Torah go out of its way by one specific type of chatos by the seir nasi and tell me again that it has to be batzafon? L'kval amakom, to tell me that it's even ma'akev. L'kval amakom over here means that it's ma'akev. Shem lo shechata b'tzafon, puzzle. How do I know it means ma'akev? Because of that line. That it's telling me that if you are, it's so koveya the makom, that if you don't shecht it b'tzafon, the whole thing's going to be puzzle. That's how I know that it's ma'akev. So ata omer l'kach yatza, that's one possibility, that the seir nasi is mentioned separately from every other chatas for that purpose, to tell me that it's ma'akev. or maybe something else. Oh, enu ella shezet ton safon ve'inacher ton safon. Maybe the reason it says b'shachatos b'makom asher yishchatos ola is to darshin that seir alone requires safon, but some other seir does not require safon. Meaning the seir yom kippurim and the moados and the seir avodah zarah. Maybe they don't require safon even l'chachila, because after all it says b'shachat oso, that oso has to be b'tzafon, which implies other things don't have to be b'tzafon. Now that's why Talmud Omar, v'shachat asachatos b'makom ha'ola, ze b'nayav, l'kol chataos, shiu tu'unos tzafon. It says v'shachat asachatos b'makom ha'ola by si'iras yachid. So that's telling us that all types of chataos, including the si'irim, have to be b'tzafon, at least the mitzvah l'chadchila, because the pasuk could have said v'shachat osa, because it already mentioned the chatos at the beginning of the pasuk. From the fact that it says es hachatos, it must be telling me all the chataos that come from Si'irim, all required Safon. So you see in this Brisa, the pasuk that it says by Si'ir Nasi teaches me La'akev. I mean, that's what this Brisa ultimately concludes. That why does it single out Si'ir Nasi as something that requires Safon to teach me that Safon is Ma'akev? Good. Ashkechon Si'ir Nasi bein l'mitzvah bein la'akev. Shar chatos nami ashkechon l'mitzvah. So when everything settles, what we've discovered so far is that we have a pasuk that teaches me that all chatos require tzafon, and we have a pasuk that tells me that the Si'ir Nasi is, it's even the ikuva that it be done with tzafon. But what I still don't know is, how do I know that all other chatos, the din of tzafon is li'ikuva? I know that all other chatos, there's a din of tzafon. I don't know that it's li'ikuva. La'akev minalan. How do I know that it's ma'akev? Dechsiv, b'kisva, uksiv, b'si'ira. Because it says the din of tzafon by the kisva, and it says it by the si'ira. By kisva, v'yachad, it says, v'shachar asol chatos b'mukom asher yishchat asolah. And by si'iras yachad, it says, v'shachar asol chatos b'mukom ha'olah. By both of them, it says, to shecht it in the place of the ola. So it must be that it's coming to tell that, and I don't need it to tell it to me in both places. The fact that it tells me in both places, it must be that it's coming to teach me that it's that it's ma'akev. Good. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. We mentioned in the Brisa that by the Seir Nasi it says V'shachat Oso, and now V'shachat Oso is not telling me that other Seirim don't need Safon, because we already had a limud that other Seirim also required Safon. So then the question begs itself, and this is what the rest of the Amud is pretty much about. So what does Oso come to exclude? By the Seir Nasi it says, yes, you shecht it, but Safon. So it's coming to exclude something. It's not coming to exclude the other Seirim, because the other Seirim also required Safon. So what might it be coming to exclude? So says Mara El Oso Lamali. What do I learn from the word Oso? Mi Bayle Lich Detanya. We needed to tell me the following. Oso b'tzafon, ve'in si'ir nachshon b'tzafon. The si'ir that Nachshon ben Aminadav, the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, brought for the Chanukah Samizbeach, that shechita didn't have to be b'tzafon, even though it was brought by a Nasi, because it was not for an Avera, so like all other chataos. So that's why it does not require tzafon. So v'tanya, and we have a brisa, it says by the si'ir that a Nasi brings for an Avera, it says, v'samach yado al rosh ha-si'ir, l'rabo si'ir nachshon l'smicha, that when it says v'samach yado al rosh ha-si'ir, it could have said v'samach yado al rosho. We know what we're talking about. The pasuk already said that we're talking about a si'ir. Why does it say al rosh si'ir? To tell me that not only the si'ir that we're talking about, but the si'ir nachshon also requires smicha before you shecht it like every other carbon yachid. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer. No, you know why it says al rosh ha-si'ir, l'rabo si'ir avodas chavim l'smicha, to tell me that si'ir avodas zara also requires smicha. Sal kadait chamina hol israbu l'smicha israbu nami l'tzafon. So I might think, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that we're including the din of smicha, we're including si'ir nachshon in the din of smicha, so I should also include it in the din of tzafon. That's what Oso is there for. Kamash Malan, that's why the Pasukas say Oso by the Si'ir Nasi, to say that no, while the Si'ir Nachshon is yes included in Smicha, it is not included in Tzafon. Maskefla Ravina, so Ravina raises the following question. Is that really what Oso is coming to teach? Hanich l'Rabbi Yehuda, that works very well according to Rabbi Yehuda, where there's a Hava Amina that the Si'ir of Nachshon would be B'Tzafon, so I need an Oso to tell me that it's not B'Tzafon. But the Rabbi Shimon, Michael, the Memor, according to Rabbi Shimon, we never included a Seir Nachshon for any of these dinim, not for the din of smicha either. So why do I need Oso to tell me that Seir Nachshon is not included in Safon? So the Gemara has to suggest and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, the drasha doesn't work out so well. Because is it really such a havamina that the Seir Nachshon would be included in Safon just because it's included in Smicha? No, the Maidis Rabbi is Rabbi, the Maidulos Rabbi Los Rabbi. Isn't it more likely that whatever we have a drasha to tell me, whatever dinim are to tell me that we include the Seir Nachshon in, so we'll apply, and whatever we don't have a drasha for, we won't apply? What, just because I have a drasha that Seir Nachshon is included in Smicha, I should also automatically assume that it's included in Safon? Why? V'chi teima ilo miyate kra hava amina tesi binyanav. And if you'll tell me, no, if not for the fact that it said also, I would have included it in a binyanav, imkein smichu gufa tesi binyanav, then why do I need a drasha to tell me that it's included in Smicha? I also would have included that from a binyanav. No, the natural assumption is that all the dinim of the Seir Nachshon are not going to match the dinim of regular Karbanos L'doros. Seir Nachshon was a one-time thing to be mechanech the Mizbeach. So I never would have applied the other dinim. So bein the Rabbi Shimon, bein the Rabbi Yehuda, we're still stuck. What do I do with the word Oso that it says by the Seir Nasi? What's it coming to exclude? And don't tell me it's excluding Seir Nachshon from Tzafon. I don't need a pasuk to tell me to exclude Seir Nachshon. So the Ella says Gemara, second possibility. The person who's shechting the Seir doesn't have to be standing in the Tzafon. If he wants, he could be in the Darom and just stick his hands to the Tzafon and do the Shechita in the Tzafon. So says Gemara, Shochet mid Rabbi Achia Nafka. No, Shochet we already know also from Rabbi Achia. Titania Rabbi Achia Omer, Vishachat Oso al Yerecham Zbeach Safona. Ma Tamal Omer, what's the pasuk telling me with the word Oso? Lefisha Matsinu, Omeid Batsafon, Makabal Batsafon. We find by Kabbalah Saddam that the Kohen has to be standing in the Tzafon and be Makabal Batsafon, Vim Amad Bedarom, Vikibal Batsafon. But if the Kohen is standing in the Darom and sticking his hand out and being Makabal the Dam in the Tzafon Pasul, so Yachal Av Zekain, we might assume that by a Shochet also, when he's shechting it, if he's bedarom and he's shechting b'tzafon, that it's going to be possible. Tamalomar oso b'tzafon vein a shochet b'tzafon. That the korban should be in tzafon, but the shochet doesn't have to be in the tzafon. So apparently, you don't need to learn the din of a shochet from the miut of seir nasi. I have another drasha that tells me the din of a shochet. So Ella says Gemara, a third possibility. What do I use the oso by the seir nasi to tell me? Oso b'tzafon, the korban behema has to be b'tzafon, vein benof b'tzafon. But a malikas torim and b'nei yona, a korban of does not require tzafon. Titania, and the Gemara brings a brisa that teaches this din. Yachl ye benof ta'on tzafon. You might think that by a bird also you have to be b'tzafon. V'dinhu. And in a certain sense, it's logical to assume that way from a kal v'chomer, from an olas benson. Ma benson shalo kavalo kohen, kavalo tzafon. By a benson where the shechita doesn't have to be dafka by a kohen, shechitas ksheira bizar when it comes to a behema, and nevertheless we insist on tzafon. So ben of shekavalo kohen, so kavachomer for a ben of, which apparently is more chamor, because the malika has to dafka be done by a kohen, en adin sheikh velo tzafon, so shouldn't we be all the more stringent that we require tzafon? Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says, oso, that only it requires tzafon, only the tzon requires tzafon, but ben of does not require tzafon. So I asked the Gemara, is that such a kavachomer? Mal ben son shekin kavalo kli. Ben Son has a tzad chamur as well. Yes, it has a tzad kal that it doesn't have to, the shechita doesn't have to be done by a kohen, but it has a tzad chamur that its son needs a sakin for its shechita, and you have to and a kli to be mekabel the dam. So it requires tzafon. A ben of is more kal. The malika is done with the fingernail of the kohen, and there's no kabbalas hadam whatsoever. Ella says the Gemara a. Fourth possibility. Oso b'tzafon vein Pesach b'tzafon. You know what I learned from Oso? That the Karban Pesach, the Shechit of the Karban Pesach, does not have to be b'tzafon. Titania, because we have a brisa as follows. Reb Lozman Yaakov Amri Yochli, a Pesach ton tzafon. You might think Karban Pesach does require tzafon v'dinu. Uma olashken lo kavalo zman l'shechitaso. Kavalo tzafon by Ola, where there's no specific zman for the Shechita, still it has to be b'tzafon. So Pesach, which is more chamor, shekavalo zman l'shechitaso, eino din sheikvalo tzafon. Tamal Omar, also. That's why it says also. The Pesach doesn't have to be B'tzafon. Says Mar, is that such a Kal V'chomer? Mala Ola Shekim Kalil. But Ola is entirely burnt. No, Mechatas. Mechatas is not entirely burnt and it has to be B'tzafon. Yeah, but Mala Chatas Shekim Mechaperes El Chayav Ekrisus. Chatas is Mechaper for Chayav Ekrisus, so it has its own Tzad Chomer. Me Asham. Yeah, but Asham is not Mechaper for Chayav Ekrisus and it requires B'tzafon. Yeah, but Mala Asham Shekim Kachi Kachin. But Asham has its own Chumra. Umikula Nami. So maybe you'll tell me, okay, so learn from the combination of Chatas and Asham and Ola, that all together from the Kal V'chomer, that they all require Tzafon, the Pesach should require Tzafon. No, but Shekin Kachi Kachim, they all have a Tzad Chomer, that they're all Kachi Kachim. So says Gemara, you're right. Liolam Kedamrin Meyakara. Also B'tzafon Vein Shochet B'tzafon. We have to go back to the second possibility, that it's telling me that the Shochet doesn't have to be Tzafon. Ud Kashalach Mid Rabbi Achia Nafgalon. I already know that from Rabbi Achia. Lav Lumutei Shochet B'tzafon Ella Ein Shochet B'tzafon Avon Mekabel B'tzafon. It's not coming to tell me that the Shochet doesn't have to be B'tzafon. It's telling me that if the Shochet doesn't have to be B'tzafon, the Mekabel does have to be B'tzafon. I says Gemara, but Mekabel Mivalakach Lo Kach Nafka. From the Mekabel, we already had a separate drasha tell me he has to be Lo Kach, right? We said Lakach means Lo Kach, take himself and be B'tzafon. Says Gemara, yeah, what kind of drasha is that? Lakach, Lo Kach, Lo Mashmalei. We assume that that's not a legitimate drasha, and that's what I'm using the drasha over here to teach me, that the Mekabel has to be B'tzafon. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Ashkechan.